Hey, Red Edition, I've been wondering about this. Y'all can help me. Womanizer, we've all heard the expression or the verbiage. He's a womanizer. I hear it and I hear it all of the time. What about a manonizer? Hey, is there such a thing as a manonizer? I just want to know. It would seem to me if you're a womanizer, you got to have a manonizer to come back at you so you can have a happy day or night. But just saying, every time that I'm in a supermarket and I see this aisle, and of course they're in every supermarket, up where the big signage is, cover my face, hey, you got it, the big signage, it says feminine products. I always think of the Prime Minister of Canada. Always. I always do, because he loudly self-proclaims that he's a feminist all the time. Hey, maybe he goes shopping where I've seen the signage in the Conservative Party today in Canada. I'm talking about them specifically. So many people say they are conservative, and they're not. They're truly not. They're a bunch of left-wing whacks. Recently in Kelowna, British Columbia, I found it so interesting. There's a mayor race coming up and council members and so on. And they interviewed all the council members and they said, what party would you identify with? And it's a non-party thing, municipal election-wise in Canada, but they were asked a question. Most of them said, I'm a conservative. The very next day, they said, who's your hero? And they all said, mostly at least, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, who was a communist, and Jack Layton, who was a leader of the Socialist Party in Canada. And I thought, wow, I mean, are you guys really think you're a conservative? That's kind of like me if I go in my garage and stand there. Does that make me a car? I don't think so. Hey, Nevada. Nevada has legal gambling, right? I was there just the other day, and it's so interesting to me that the Powerball lottery is up to almost $1 billion. I went and I wanted to buy a ticket, and they said, sorry, you can't buy it here. You got to go across the state line. And I said, really? Why is that? And they said, we don't know, but you can't legally buy a lottery ticket in the state of Nevada. Nevada, potato, blah, 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 blah. You get it. Political, correct? To be political, correct. That would be me. Maybe not so much. You know, here's a school teacher. School teachers are bad. Mostly, they're socialists. They're bad people. Kamloops, British Columbia, recently students had an assignment. And this is where parents have to pay so much attention. And typically, we don't. We're busy. We're working. We assume that these people have a job description and they will give our children balance and equal thinking, things to think equally about. Not so much. And here's the questionnaire that a father, thank goodness his father saw this. Here's the question and here's the answer. Person who believes a convicted murderer should be hanged. What's the answer? Right. A right-wing person. You have to answer right or left. A person who believes that school straps should be abolished is the left, of course. A person who is a racist, he's a right-wing person. A person who believes in higher minimum wage is a left-wing person. And the teacher went on and on. And you can't fire him. He's been scolded a little bit. Can't fire him because he's in a union and he's a communist. I mean, if this guy believes so much in everything that he says, the socialist system, why is it he doesn't work for free? I'd like to know that. Okay, snapping the perfect selfie. So many people are doing that. Hey, 260 people worldwide have died in the past year by taking selfies. They fall off cliffs and do all kinds of things. That's kind of sad, but it's also kind of funny. I've never once heard anybody say something along the lines of, let's register cell phones, and you have to have a background check to get a cell phone. There's so many people dying. We want to make sure that you're 21 years old before you get a telephone, and we got to give you lessons so you know how to use it. Hey, y'all come back. You get the irony. Hey, you come back tomorrow. I'll be here, and we'll chat about things from the right. See ya.